You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, I think, again, based on the postseason, I think what Terry did in Cleveland was tremendously impressive. I think that I'm becoming more and more familiar with how teams that go far into the World Series have a little bit of a carryover effect in the next year. I think that affected Cleveland this year somewhat. And then, but to see how that team rallied to be relatively a 500 club for pretty much almost 3 months of the year and still to win 100 games, including a lot of wins, I thought that was very impressive. But, you know, what you already did with the Yankees and AJ, you know, the great start that they got off to this club and the way they were able to finish. You know, there's a lot of guys that I think handled their teams really, really well this year. I still believe, given the format and having a fairly good idea of what competition would be, that we were just going to keep trying to make these guys believe as well as get better. You know, you lose Kinsler, who stepped up and, you know, was really, you know, pretty outstanding for us through his tenure as a closer. I guess my biggest concern in regards to that was to try to find someone who I was going to be able to, you know, have it take his place. And then with Garcia, you know, we had one start and he leaves the Twins 1-0, but that was a part that had just recently been added. So that wasn't really a huge difference maker. It seemed a little bit maybe aesthetically not so clean because we add and then subtract. But I still had, you know, a lot of optimism that, you know, if we continued to see the progress that some of our guys were making, that we were going to find is hopefully still win our fair share of games over the last couple months. I think there's a lot of things that you have a feel that you're going to have to try to address in handling pitching. But experiencing it and seeing it from the eyes of a coach or a player are two different things. And I just think that, you know, everything that I heard about, you know, you got to stay connected. Guys got to know. Guys got to feel valued. They got to understand roles. Sometimes it's in flux, so you have to be as transparent as you can when you're not even sure what an individual person might be serving at that given time of the season. I've really learned to, you know, put trust in my coaches, especially with Neil Allen and Eddie Guidotto over the past 3 years. They've taught me a lot. Open dialogue, I think, is important, but you know, it's ever changing. You know, we saw, you know, I go back to the days of, you know, watching, you know, Ron Davis and Bruce Gossage, and then we evolved generation to generation, and you see what falls into Ned Yost's lap and how he was able to shape a bullpen. And then, you know, we've come upon another chapter where some teams have slammed down, but we've obviously begun to manage postseason games differently. I think the creativity that AJ showed in the postseason, the World Series, was remarkable. So I think you just have to try to know your guys, know what they can do. Every manager will tell you he tries to put his people in the best position they can to be successful, but you have to be open-minded about the best ways to use whoever on your staff at any given time. And this year with 36 pitchers, we had to constantly be readjusting the way we looked at our pitching staff. Obviously, you check in with your veteran guys, you know, Joe and Brian and Castro and Belial, and you kind of get a feel for where everybody's at, Irvin. And then, you know, your other coaches come in and tell you some of the things that they're hearing, what people are saying. And, you know, it's not surprising. I mean, you know, you're 4 months into your season and it takes a little bit of a wrinkle that you just want to try to, you know, part of your job is to try to not only know what players are feeling at various points of the season, but you know, you gotta take inventory at certain times and kind of give perspective. It's nothing magical. It's just something I think that collectively that people needed to hear and how I was viewing it and how our coaches were viewing it. And hopefully we could, you know, get everybody to kind of get over that speed bump and get back to playing baseball. Well, you know, I've been around Gardy for a really long time. When I came back to play here over 20 years ago, you know, he was one of my coaches. You know, obviously I saw him grow under TK's tutelage until he got his opportunity in the early 2000s, and he ran with it. Connected to the players, diligent worker, you know, sees the big picture, knows how to challenge players. Obviously, him and I have a little bit different demeanor and how we maybe navigate through a season and some of those type of things. But, you know, I had a chance to be around him quite a bit during my days as a player development, and then had a chance when he graciously gave me an opportunity to be one of his coaches in 2014. So, you know, I watched his style. I watched how even in that 1 year I coached for him, we didn't have a particularly good year, and how he grinded his way to the very last day. I was impressed by that. You know, just no matter the circumstances that, you know, he tried to do whatever he could from day one to the last day to try to help his players improve and try to find a way to win baseball games. I'm excited for him to get this opportunity, I'll tell you that, about going back to Detroit. Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, the American League, you don't maybe match wits, if you will, as much as the National League. I rarely try to think that I'm trying to outmanage the other person as much as I'm trying to manage my team, but it'll be fun to have a chance to compete him and his team next year.